I'm Maxwell Reinhardt, and I'm a 16-year-old sophomore at Winston Churchill High School, and my visual disability is albinism.
How have you advocated for yourself? Give some examples that may help others to know how to respectfully ask for what they want.
Well, I've been a giant my whole life. Well, I'm 6'2" now, but in seventh grade, I was only 6 feet. I remember in seventh grade, I had this uppity but very tiny English teacher. One day I went and politely asked her for a large print copy of a quiz, which she had forgot to make, and she refused. I didn't notice at the time, but I was actually standing just 2 inches away from her and towering my 6 feet to her 5 feet. I think she probably felt a little bit intimidated and uncomfortable, but after that I always tried to make sure that I was a good distance away from people, and I tried to make people feel as comfortable as possible around me. I also think it's very important to be polite. It's also very important to keep a quiet, calm voice. And you always have to take teachers either before class or after class. You can't yell at them or tell them what your issues are in the middle of class. It'll probably embarrass them. You probably should also schedule an IEP meeting with all your teachers before and in the middle of the school year to go over your accommodations and what's best for you. And if any teacher refuses to follow your accommodations, then you either have to switch teachers or just simply report to the school, see if they can do anything to help.